Yeah, not only Joe Mixon, they got Laremy Tunsil, who I believe is, if not the best tackle in the league, definitely a top two, top three, and also on the other side, Titus Howard, who came out with me, who's also a respected tackle in the league. So they have a good line up front and definitely a very talented back. So we got to bring our
what? Love it.
It's Grody time, and that means it's time for Mark Grody with Mully and Haw.
Bears.
On 670 The Score.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Grody time! One of our favorite times of the week. The great Mark Grody, one of the finest teammates known to men, joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Good morning, Mark. How are you, sir?
Morning, Grody.
Molly and Haw, good morning to both of you. How are you guys feeling this morning?
We feel excited to speak to you, sir.
Feeling good, Mark. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Morning, David.
Hiya,
morning,
Mark.
Moon. Morning, Sun.
I love you to make fun of me. I love
good
that.
Morning, Moon.
It's been a while,
It's been a while, yeah. Thank
good
you.
Morning, Sun.
I got to refresh the act a little
thanks,
bit.
Mark.
Act two coming soon.
I loved your little, as we just heard there, it said, love it. At the end of that comment, love it.
Well, because I was sort of in my head, I was on to the follow-up question, and I needed to let it breathe a little bit for the laughter that was occurring from the rest of the media, because he swore it's funny when players swear. Actually, I think some people in life, some actors, some athletes, it just sounds better when they swear. Like, there's a natural ability to work swear words in without it sounding completely ridiculous. Montez Sweat, one of those guys. Good for him.
Is he too potty mouthed to be a captain? Is that why he was rejected as such?
We're gonna track evidence throughout the well, there's another example. No, in all actuality, Mully, I don't know if it was directly related to Montez Sweat smacking the ball out of Caleb Williams's hands in training camp.
Sure.
But I did ask Montez Sweat about that the previous week, you know, in terms of how anxious he was to get out there, because it was obvious you were anxious to get out there because your head coach had a talk with you to tone you down a bit, and you know he had learned his lesson over that. But I'm sure that some of that stuff factors, and not to mention the fact that he's only been here for half a year and change. But then again, Kevin Byard wasn't here last
there
year.
There you go.
Think though that he was cussing or saying some things under his breath or maybe out loud after his first game. Look, you watch the tape, and he wasn't bad, but he wasn't as obvious as Montez Sweat has on occasion been for the Bears defense. The Bears defense are not going to complain about that effort or his performance, but
no.
Mark, did he have a sense that he could have been more impactful, and do you expect him to be Sunday night?
Yeah, he didn't really say anything about like his game in terms of it needing to be better. I mean, I think he seemed to be pretty satisfied with the blockers that he was keeping track of and gobbling up and allowing. You know, this was a perfect game for the defense in that the Bears proved that they can do it without Montez Sweat actually making a big play. Now, he's obviously containing a lot of guys, but he allowed DeMarcus Walker to eat. Isn't that what we wanted? We wanted to see who's going to eat on the other side. DeMarcus Walker was allowed to eat. Daryl Taylor was allowed to eat. So it was, I mean, and they affected what happened in the secondary, allowing Tyreek Stevenson to get a pick six. That was DeMarcus Walker's pressure. Jalen Johnson, the pressure from DeMarcus Walker as well. So I don't know if you're him, Montez Sweat, I don't know how you could be unhappy in the first week, especially when you know, Haw, that he's going to eventually make his presence known, and there will be games where it's all Montez Sweat and where the hell is everybody else. So this was a refreshing start to the season defensively.
I'll back off, Grody.
Yeah,
I can't believe you're going after Montez Sweat. Haw, check me out, Haw. You better have some better questions coming up in the 5 o'clock Bears report.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Hey, to everyone, keep listening and you'll get your chance to be a part of a live studio audience for our September 25th broadcast. We're going to be on from 6 to 10 at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. We'll be joined by Bulls head coach Billy Donovan in studio during the 8 o'clock hour that morning. Breakfast with Billy. It's all brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. Through it all, I'd like to invite you, Mark Grody, to come and join us and to maybe ask a question of a Billy Donovan.
Will Montez Bozelis be there? Only if Montez Bozelis is there. If not, that's my whole thing for the Bulls this year. If he is present, I'm there.
I'm pretty sure he has to carry Billy's bag as a rookie. Oh, no, wait. Maybe not.
I did see Kobe White at the Bears game. I saw it. I was on the
I saw Kobe White there. And the aforementioned Bozelis threw out the first pitch at a Sox game.
Oh, wow. How was it?
I don't know. I just saw he did it.
You picked the right sport.
You'd have to watch the. Yeah.
So nobody's watching. The ratings are down to six.
No.
Six
mainly
people.
People are just releasing statements about the Sox and their performance.
Yeah. Yeah, those statements. Okay. That's what happened? Okay. Well, you should have just said something. Gotcha. We'll leave you alone.
Hey, this segment with Mark Grody brought to you by your local Ford dealers. Shop now at buyfordnow.com. And I know we're joking around about the pass rush, etc., but I would say that C.J. Stroud represents not just a step up in class from Will Levis, and I would not rely on C.J. Stroud to be the guy that gives the game away late, but is it possible that his performance a year ago ends up being sort of a negative? Like, he was almost too good, and the expectation level now is almost unfair to Caleb Williams?
In terms of what Caleb is going to do?
Yeah, well, because he must the comparison. Match that. Yes,
of course. Yeah. Now, I think this is a big night for Caleb. I mean, I think Caleb Williams, no matter what he says, is going to view this as, I got to show something under the bright lights. And I mean, it's just so obvious, you know, the bar that C.J. Stroud is. Of course it's not fair, because C.J. Stroud is an outlier, and most rookies struggle badly, as we saw Caleb Williams struggle badly last week. So it's a tough spot to be in, and Caleb Williams tried his best to compare himself to the other quarterbacks this year, other quarterbacks of the past, and trying to learn things. The thing about C.J. Stroud, though, is that, you know, last couple days I've been watching closely the Indianapolis-Houston game, and what, you know, everybody says poise, arm talent, but God, he is so comfortable in the pocket. He plays quarterback with great ease. The playmaking is just—it's so smooth. There's a play that I was just watching a little while ago before I came on with you guys in Indianapolis last week in the second half, where he's flushed out of the pocket, rolls right, and then finds a guy open in the middle of the field, about 20 yards downfield in traffic, to Nico Collins, who's a pretty big target, pretty good guy to fling the ball to. But he is just so comfortable. Like, I was trying to find the comp, and I know that we'd like more modern day comps, but he's got that precision of like a Troy Aikman, that systematic precision, and he's not at Tom Brady level, hang in the pocket and then flush out when you have to, but that's where he's headed, just so comfortable in the pocket and get out of there when you have to. And I know that's what Caleb Williams is going after as well. We might see the same thing out of Caleb, but just watching C.J. Stroud in his one game this year, but he looks very comfortable, and hopefully, you know, Caleb Williams will show some of that as well, as we know he's capable of doing.
Mark, this whole week, I think, is everyone's prone to a little overreaction. So I don't want to overstate maybe Shane Waldron's first go around not going so well. Still have a lot of confidence that he can be an effective play caller as long as he gets the personnel groupings right and gets in rhythm and some of those other things. In terms of ball distribution, in terms of carries, we were talking earlier, we know that DeAndre Swift is the number one running back. How does Roschon Johnson fit into the mix now that he is off the injured list?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I don't know if any of their trust or faith in him has been altered. It feels like since DeAndre Swift came here, David, it's been all about him, and everybody, all the other running backs have just kind of been, you know, obviously you're going to have the depth chart in 1, 2, 3, but it's almost like they've been pushed way down. Like Khalil Herbert, as we know, non-existent last week. They think Velus Jones Jr. might be a running back. Hard to get that sentence out of my mouth. So I just think there's been I don't think they wanted to come into the season running a ton, and I think DeAndre Swift was their guy. But, you know, to your point, with what is coming at the Bears this week, yeah, you want to have your best blockers available for sure. Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter coming at you. The ex-Bear, Mario Edwards, who had a flattening sack of Anthony Richardson last week. That's not easy to do, to basically body slam that man. So there are some guys on this team that they must be aware of, and you cannot have a situation where, you know, you're the last resort and you're whiffing like we've seen Bears running backs of the past do. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, really excited to get to this game, because you got to feel that there's going to be more for Caleb Williams. You got to feel like Shane Waldron, who, you know, might be under as much scrutiny as Williams, is going to figure out a way to either run the ball or get the ball out or take a deep shot, whatever it is that is needed in the moment. They need more plays.
Yeah, hey, if Caleb Williams, if we are comfortably going to call him the best quarterback prospect the Bears have ever had, then you're damn right that there's going to be pressure on Shane Waldron every day, and there should be pressure on him every day. He got the job where he gets to coach a generational guy, supposedly an elite quarterback. So yeah, he needs the scrutiny. He should have the scrutiny. Now, I look at this game, and first of all, we got to find out today who's in and who's out, because if Keenan Allen and Roma Dunze are out, that changes things considerably. But he did admit yesterday, he did take responsibility for not getting the ball spread around enough. I really think going into the season and into the game that, you know, you got these three wide receivers. I think that was the plan. Let's use these big time playmakers. And I know everybody was upset that Cole Kmet and Gerald Everett weren't getting their hands on the ball, but I do understand where they're coming from when he got these. Yeah, this was the point.
Cole Kmet, yes. Gerald Everett, no. I think Cole Kmet has a gripe. I'm not sure about Gerald Everett. I don't think that there was that much consternation surrounding the Gerald Everett snub.
Well, I'm just saying, my overall point, David, is what happened? What did I miss?
You missed David. Jumped firmly down your throat.
I think the Cole Kmet conversation
is valid.
I think
he's still mad from earlier in the hit. Oh, so, yeah. Boy. Are we going to make it to 5 o'clock?
I don't know. Your mockery of him is what set him off.
Brody, you're coming after me.
Are you mocking me?
You mocking me?
Yeah.
Is that you, Hall?
Check me out, Hall. But anyway, Gerald Everett, Cole Kmet, of course I want to see them use more, but to some degree, and the offense was bad, and that's on Shane Waldron. Don't get me wrong. I am not out here trying to defend the offensive coordinator, but I understand that going into the season and in the game plan for Tennessee was, hey, you have Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze, and DJ Moore. That's going to be the game plan. And of course, you need to distribute better to Cole Kmet. No matter what we want to say, that was bad. I think that there will, with those two guys maybe being out, you're probably going to see more of it. You're going to see them try to, hopefully they don't fall behind 17-3, where they, you know, have to essentially abandon the running game. But I do think, especially in this game where you have to, you know, it's like the theme forever, Caleb Williams has to get rid of the ball quickly. They have to use the running game, because that defensive line will knock you down.
I heard Matt Eberflus, the head coach of the Bears, say that he was proud of Tyrique Stevenson for winning the Defensive Player of the Year award. That would be a real compliment had he not been proud of Velus Jones after the game on Sunday.
it sort of loses the meaning just a little bit. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Is that a good thing when he's proud of you?
What does it mean, Mr. Eberflus, when you are proud? Maybe it means anything. Maybe it's like aloha. It means hello. It means goodbye. It means whatever.
It means
you just it's
like
Bears.
Interesting answer.
It's contextual.
Interesting,
it's all context, man. You know?
Yeah. Brody, 30 seconds. What's your pick?
Oh, boy. After all of this, I have the – all right, get ready for this. Because I don't think anybody's doing this. I have the Houston Texans beating the Chicago Bears 31-14.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. That is
And I almost had 34. Yeah, I think here's what I think. You want a little specific?
Please.
I do think the Bears will have the ball first. I think that they will have a terrific first drive on which they score. They will go up. At the extra point will be good. They will go up 7-0 early in the game. But then I think Houston just kind of powers past them, and the Bears score a later touchdown to make it look a little bit better. I just don't have a good feeling about this game. I think the Bears lose it.
Thanks, Grody. Talk to you later.
See you, buddy. Yeah.
You better be best be ready at 5, Haw.
Best be ready.
See you, Mully. Bye.
See you, buddy. Yeah, David filling in this afternoon on the afternoon show.
That's why, what he was referring
that's
to.
That's why it's this afternoon. Yeah. So at 5 p.m., Mark Grody will be doing his Bears hit, and David will be
thanks for the warning.
Bringing back similar questions.
new ones, I would imagine. I'll refresh and renew, yeah.
Okay.
Context will change.
Make sure you ask him about being proud.
I will.
I know we're hammering that one, but it was kind of an oddity.